these peacocks. You ever seen peacocks strutting through a South End shack yard? It's sort of otherworldly. They brought an elegance that's indescribable to my backwash palace. You ever heard one of these exotic creatures, you might reconsider classing up the bottom land. They got a scream like a child being tortured. I guarantee the neighbors will wear out 911 with their calls of mayhem and madness at your place. Of course, when I had the peacocks, we didn't have neighbors. Nah, they didn't move away because of the noise. They just hadn't discovered the fabulous South End yet. My peacocks, no offense to you bird huggers out there, my peacocks had a head about the size of a big martini olive. And inside that head, they had a brain the size of, well, a pea. My peacocks weren't bright. They made a chicken look like Albert Einstein. They thought my banny hen, who'd hatched their eggs, they thought she was not only Einstein, but their mama and God, too. Don't ask me what I was thinking. My brain isn't real big either. Although I'm pretty sure who my mama is, but don't ask me about Pop. I'm like the peacocks. I just go on faith. I had the peacocks a few years until Mama Banny got picked off by a wily coyote. They wouldn't come back to the hen house after that, so they roosted in the cedars every night. Dumb or not, they figured out the climbing ability of a coyote. Finally, they decided to go looking for Ma. The police blotter in the Stanwood Gazette, and this is the gospel truth, would report on their progress north. Peacock sighting at Dalman Road. Peacock seen gathering at Sunny Shore. Eventually, they found a chicken surrogate Ma by Oziah. Oziah is South Endemish, meaning, I think, ornithological orphanage. Sometimes I miss those little pea brains, although I can sleep longer without an alarm clock that sounds like a nightmare. I wonder, though, if I'd kept them, if the South End might have stayed, I don't know, less developed, maybe forced the new neighbors to move north instead.